We don't know whether the deal to release Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was brokered to help further a dialogue with the Taliban, but one thing is clear. The prisoner swap is not universally popular here at home. Lots of people are taking sides on whether his release was worth the price. The World's Aaron Schachter has been looking into that.
So I saw this post in my Facebook feed the other day. "I want to make sure I understand the point," my friend said, referring to the Bergdahl deal. "Was this all just a White House PR thing to bring our soldier home? This is a horrible policy decision, one of the worst. Can anyone tell me what the point was?"
The point is that Bo Bergdahl is an American soldier. He's an American citizen. We should do everything in our power to get him back. Everybody should know that if you're out there, we'll come get you.
That's retired Brigadier General Kevin Ryan, now at Harvard's Kennedy School. But what if Bergdahl did something that put fellow soldiers in danger?
He may be a bastard, but he's our bastard, and he's not the Taliban's. And I don't know what Bergdahl did, but let's assume that he walked off of his base, that he went AWOL. Lots of soldiers go AWOL. AWOL is walking away from your unit for less than 30 days without the intent really to desert for longer. So who knows what was going through his mind. But when the Taliban picked him up, he was no longer AWOL. He was a prisoner of war.
So there you go. Problem solved. Case closed. Or not. We got lots of responses after we asked our vets group of listeners to weigh in. There was near universal support for the doctrine, leave no man behind, but that doesn't mean this is open and shut.
My name is Juan Franco, and I was in Operation Iraqi Freedom 2. And what really got me was that when you walk away from your post, when you walk away from your area of responsibility, I consider you a traitor.
I'm Greg Walters. I'm a retired fighter pilot. And I've been in every conflict since the first Gulf War.
Greg's a retired brigadier general, too.
When I keep hearing people talk about they are willing to do anything to get an American back, well, if you ask the American soldiers, myself included, I don't want to come back at the risk of my country. The purpose of me being a soldier is to go and fight for my country and protect the country.
I understand people's reactions that say, you know, screw him.
General Kevin Ryan acknowledges this is an emotional issue, but he says you can't judge a guy before you know the facts. You just got to get him.
Politicians deserve to weigh in on this. Americans deserve to weigh in on this, too. People who disagree with what I'm saying, they got a right to weigh in on this. But if Bergdahl committed a crime, if there's something that he needs to answer for, he should answer for it here and not in a prison in Afghanistan or Pakistan.
So there you have it, Facebook friend. Bringing a possible deserter home might not be a policy you like, and it might not be popular among all soldiers, but it's what we do. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.